4. Gnarhof Owen was distinctly unimpressed with his quarters aboard the battlecruiser Kiss the Blade. For one thing, they smelt. "What is that?" he asked, his nose wrinkling. "Methane." "Methane is odorless," Gnarhof Owen, the suit said. "I believe the smell you find objectionable may be a mixture of methanol and methylamine."
"Fucking horrible smell, whatever it is."
"I'm sure your mucous membrane receptors will cease to react to it before long."
"I certainly hope so."
He was standing in what was supposed to be his bedroom. It was cold. It was very big, a 10-meter square, plenty of headroom, but it was cold. He could see his breath. He still wore most of the gel field suit, but he detached all but the nape part of the neck and let the head of the suit flop down over his back so that he could get a fresher impression of his quarters, which consisted of a vestibule, a lounge, a frighteningly industrial-looking kitchen diner, an equally intimidating mechanical bathroom, and this so-called bedroom. He was starting to wish he hadn't bothered. The walls, floor, and ceiling of the room were some sort of white plastic. The floor bulged up to create a sort of platform, on which a huge white thing lay spread like a cloud made solid.
"What," he asked, pointing at the bed, "is that?"
"I think it's your bed."
"I guessed, but what is that thing lying on it?"
"Quilt, duvet, bed covering."
"What do you want to cover it for?" he asked, genuinely confused.
"Well, it's more to cover you, I think, when you're asleep," the suit said, sounding uncertain. The man dropped his holdall onto the shiny plastic floor and went forward to heft the white cloudy thing. It felt quite light, possibly a little damp, unless the suit's tactiles were getting confused. He pulled a glove section back and touched the bed cover thing with his bare skin. Cold. Maybe damp.
"Module," Gnarhof Owen said. "He'd get its opinion on all this."
"You can't talk to Scopella Frank quite directly, remember," the suit said politely.
"Shit," Gnarhof Owen said.
He rubbed the material of the bed cover between his fingers.
"This feel damp to you, suit?"
"A little. Do you want me to ask the ship to patch you through to the module?"
"Hey. Oh, no, don't bother. We moving yet?"
"No." The man shook his head.
"Horrible smell," he said.
He prodded the bed cover thing again. He wished now he'd insisted that the module be accommodated on board the ship so that he could live inside it. But the affronters had said this wasn't possible. Hangar space was at a premium on all three ships. The module had protested, and he'd made supportive noises. He'd been rather entertained by the idea that Scopella Franqui would have to stay here, while he went zapping off to far parts of the galaxy on an important mission. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Now he wasn't so sure. There was a distant growling noise and a tremor underfoot. Then there came a jerk that almost threw the human off his feet. He staggered to one side and had to sit down on the bed. It made a squelching sound. He stared at it, aghast.
"Now we're moving," said the suit.